I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. And the winner is...
Rio de Janeiro.
And the cheers erupt in fine Brazilian fashion on Rio's famed Copacabana Beach. Rio was chosen today as the host city for the 2016 Summer Olympics. Sorry, Madrid and Chicago and Tokyo. Regina Zappa is a freelance journalist in Rio. She's just come back from Copacabana Beach. And what's the scene there like, Regina?
People were very, very nervous, and the expectation was very big, waiting for the announcement. And when the announcement came, it was just so happy, and people were celebrating and singing and dancing. And you see all the green and yellow, which are the Brazilian colors, the flag colors, all over. People were dressed in green and yellow, and the flags, and people selling little flags, and it was just like a holiday.
This is such a big deal for Brazil and a big deal for South America, since it will be the first time an Olympics will be held in South America. What does it mean to Brazilians to represent not just our country, but the whole continent?
Well, it's a big deal. It really is. I was just listening to President Lula speaking on TV, and he said something like, we finally are on our way to lose our inferiority complex, because for the self-esteem of people, of Brazilians, it's a very big thing. And also because it's going to bring many opportunities for people to engage in sports, especially young people and children who live in the poor communities. They will have a greater chance now to get involved in sports. And somebody said also on TV that one of the most important things is the Olympic values that will stay with us after the Olympics.
Yeah, what do you mean by Olympic values?
Well, I think they meant the feeling that people can engage in sports, and some of them can get out of poverty through sports, a value of harmony and how to play together.
What you're saying is pretty relevant, because, you know, there's this article in the New Yorker this week about gang violence in Rio. I mean, that's something the city's going to have to finally solve once and for all, isn't it?
Yeah, security is something that worries everybody in Rio and in Brazil, but especially in Rio and São Paulo, which are very big cities. We have this violence problem and security problem, and we think that bringing the games here will help solve these problems.
You know, Brazil has recently discovered a huge oil claim. It's flexing its muscle as an emerging global economy. The World Cup is coming there in 2014. Now this news today about the Olympics in 2016. You said something earlier about this makes Brazil lose its inferiority complex, but do Brazilians really have an inferiority complex?
They still do. A lot of people, I heard a lot of people saying that, no, we're not going to win this. It's an old feeling in Brazil and among Brazilians, I guess. I was very, very moved with the reaction in the streets, and people were very happy and cheering. And it's nice to see, you know, all kinds of people, all classes, all colors, all races, everybody together and happy in one way. So it was very moving.
Regina Zappa, a freelance journalist in Brazil. She's in Rio, which was selected today as the host of the 2016 Summer Olympics. Thank you, Regina. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Bye-bye.